Hi, my name is Shannon. It's my mom, Shannon.
Hello.
Well, why did you want to get a master's on dyslexia therapy?
I wanted to get a master's in dyslexia therapy because I saw one of your friends that struggled with reading, and he always felt that he wasn't very smart, and I knew better. I knew he was very smart, but he just learned to read differently, and he struggled with the phonemic awareness, and I went to a conference and learned about it and decided I wanted to get a master's in it so I could help others.
What did you have to do to get dyslexia therapy?
I had to go back to school. I had to apply, and then I had to be accepted, and I had to take, I think it was 38 hours of coursework, so it took almost 2 years. And I also had to do 700 hours of therapy that was supervised through one of my professors. And I had to be away from you all. So it was kind of a family thing that we all talked about. And because on the summers I'd have to go away and spend the summer in Hattiesburg.
How do you know if a child has dyslexia?
There are certain signs that kind of I can identify that, like phonemic awareness, if they have reversals, if they don't understand sound-symbol relationships, if they have a hard time rhyming, if they use pronouns incorrectly. There's some screeners that are available to screen and see if a student might be dyslexic, and then ultimately to get a diagnosis you need to go to a child psychologist.
Is it rewarding that you've gone through all this to get your master's?
It's very rewarding because you can see success in the students that you work with, and you see that they start to understand that it's something that they're going to have to work hard on, but it's because they learn differently, and everyone has different attributes, and just because they might struggle in that doesn't mean that they're not smart. And so it's fun to be able to see them start to feel better about themselves and build their confidence, and then to be able to enjoy reading.
Do you want to continue teaching and helping kids in New Orleans?
I would love to. I think us getting situated back into New Orleans takes a little while, and but, you know, as soon as we get our house done and get kind of acclimated back into New Orleans, I'd love to be able to work with children and work with other educators, because to me it's really something that I'm passionate about, and I feel like it was a calling. It was really more of a vocation.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Bright Podcast, a project of Metairie Park Country Day's Bright Library. For more episodes, visit brightpodcast.com.